And I was the secretary of the Stowe Area Association from 55 to 65. And the only reason I know is because I have it written down. And we were members of the Stowe Area Association from 1945 to 1972. And that was very interesting, too.
How did the association change over that time period? That's a long time.
Well, it changed because after SEP became affiliated with STAR, Mr. STAR, there was an uncomfortable relationship, I felt, between the Mountain and the people who had the lodging interests in town. And SEP at one time threatened us. He said, in essence, if you don't do it my way, we'll build a 400-room hotel on the Mountain and you'll be out of business. Well, long after SEP died, there is now a 400-room hotel on the Mountain. But it was a meeting of necessity. We needed the Mountain, and the Mountain needed places where people could stay because they couldn't provide accommodations. They had the lodge, which was expensive, where the Kennedys stayed when they came to town, and the toll house, and that was it. And during the winter, we would accommodate 5,000 people in town, and it couldn't be up at the Mountain, so it was... But they needed money for advertising, and we felt we needed to attract people to town, and so it wasn't a comfortable relationship as far as I'm concerned, but it was a relationship of necessity that we had to work together for the purposes that were there. And we were called the Ski Capital of the East for years and years and years. And the only other draw away from us was Mad River Glen. And Roland Palmedo, who had been involved in Stowe, had left Stowe and started that. But that was very private and still is a very undeveloped area, the way skiing used to be, you know. So that was the Mountain Company.
The Stowe Area Association then, I mean, Bush was no longer involved. How did...
Well, it gradually became a thing where people realized it was a necessary involvement. I think a lot of the inn owners felt that the dues were a bit excessive, that they had very little say in how the advertising was accomplished. They tried to have offices in Montreal and in Boston, New York City, went to ski fairs and so forth. There were expenses involved with that. And I don't know really who started it, but I became the clerk pretty early on in that organization. They called me a clerk. Yeah. So I did that for 10 years. In fact, I just uncovered 2 days ago a page of minutes from a 1956 meeting.
Really?
And at one point, they were trying to find the original charter and books of minutes, and they've disappeared. I don't know who had them. Jenny Gale might have had them. But so we used to meet up at the lodge and conduct the business of the association, which is to promote skiing.